from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Tom Kelly, Ike Reese, Elliot Shoreparks with you on a Monday afternoon. I know this isn't Dipset. This is Jay-Z, right?
Good job by you on that.
All right, thank you guys.
Yeah, that was good.
That would have been embarrassing if I didn't.
Speaking of Jay-Z, we're talking about reunion. Philly's own state property. That's a reunion.
Young Guns.
Yeah, that's a reunion we like to see.
This was 7th and 8th grade Elliot. Like, that was the soundtrack.
You don't know state property either?
I know Young Guns. I don't know state
young
property.
Young Guns, Freeway.
Young Guns, Young Guns were part of state property. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, then I don't know.
Remember the album? Yeah, Petey Crack.
Beans.
I've heard the names. Couldn't tell you the names of any songs.
The Petey Crack song with Neo, that was fire back in the day.
Yeah. That was fire?
It was fire back
there
in the day.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yeah, I could see Elliot. I guess you're ripping up the dance floor?
Yeah, well, not ripping up. Yeah.
No?
In my older age, when I guess had, like, you know, a few old fashions in me, then you start to rip the dance floor up. Back then, 7th and 8th grade.
Old fashions?
It was basically just, you know, rapping alone in my basement.
That's your drink of choice? Old fashions?
That is the go-to choice. Yeah.
What's in an old fashioned?
Whiskey?
Here's the thing about drinks.
I only drink surf sides. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's mostly about the glass and how it looks. It's not about what you're drinking. It's about how it looks when you're
that
holding
thing
it.
That with the ice ball in there?
Exactly, yeah. It just looks cool.
It's a cool looking drink.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, outside of that, it all does the same thing.
Do you even drink the drink? Or do you just walk around with it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I drink a lot of the drink sometimes. And then I really start ripping the dance floor out.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's good. 215-592-9494.
Time to take Twitter off the phone.
If you want to get in, talking a lot about the Phils so far today. What do you need to see over the next week to feel good about the Phils and feel like they're back? I think the conversation right now, we can all agree, the conversation right now is a little ridiculous. 2-3 against Kansas City, they're not back.
The only counter I would give is this is a vibes team. Like, this is a team.
I'm tired of the vibes.
The vibes are stuck all year.
The
last third of the year.
They're a front running. Like, when they get going, they can really take off. They're not a consistent team. They'll win 7 of 8, and then they'll lose, you know, 4 of 6 or whatever. But when they get going, like, it can take off quickly. That would be my only counter.
And what would be better for the vibes than Garrett Stubbs going 4 for 4?
Oh, I mean, that was amazing for the vibes. Yeah, I mean, he's the vibe driver.
He's the chief vibe officer, is what they call him. But that's our Twitter question of the day. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. You can find it at Afternoons WIP on Twitter. 3 games against the Astros, 4 games against the Braves this week. How many wins do you need to see to be satisfied? 3, 4, 5, or 6 or more? I'm at 5.
Well, at least 5, yeah.
Like, you're at 5.
Dude, who's voting 3? Yeah, 3 of 7.
Do you want them to win all 7 this week, Elliot?
I need them to win at least 5 of 7. But I do really think, like, you're at home. I've heard for years this is the best home field in baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Citizens Bank Park, it's like an SEC crowd is what they said. Mm. Like, these are big games. I do want to see them show up and play really well and win. Like, absolutely. I think saying 4 of 7, 5 of 7. Yeah, 5 of 7 I think would be acceptable. But, I mean, they've one of the highest payrolls in baseball. They're supposed to be a World Series contender. Go out there and prove that that's who you are.
Yeah, and they need to get going. They need to show it consistently. Like, the little spurts, the little series wins, that's not enough. You need to be able to do it on a consistent basis. And this is a big week, considering you got Houston coming in, you got the Braves, and you had an opportunity to put the Braves away last week. Mm-hmm. It didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You have another chance this week, and we were talking about it before the show. I mean, you dropped 3 of 4 to Atlanta. All of a sudden, you're looking at a situation where this lead in the division could be, what, two by the end of the weekend?
And I'd be curious to see how they would respond to that, because I don't think this is a team that handles pressure well. So if this gets down to two games and, you know, they're playing one day where it could also all of a sudden be one game, it'll get really interesting really quickly.
And that's the thing. I still believe in the team. Like, I think, Elliot, you are more on the side of you've kind of lost your belief or wavering a little bit. Is that fair?
For sure, because I remember what happened against Arizona last year. I remember them blowing the World Series. And it impacts me.
I think we're on the same side, that we still believe in this team deep. Like, deep down, sure. I still believe this team can win a World
Series. Dude, they're going to win the World Series.
Oh, there you go.
I said that. I haven't backed off of that. Now, my stance isn't as strong as it once was, but I'm still there.
I've just seen them come up small in too many big moments to fully believe they could do it.
Yeah, I think when you look at other teams, though, there are a lot of teams that come up small in big moments in the baseball playoffs, and we all know.
There's a reason why the Yankees haven't won a World Series in 15 years, and their roster is stacked every year.
Mm-hmm.
Their players must come up small.
Like, if we want to look at
teams. Right, like the Dodgers, they got the one COVID championship.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have had a stacked roster for the last 3 or 4 years.
If we want to look at a team that actually chokes,
haven't even played in the World Series in the last 4 years.
It's the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like, they're the ones who have been the best team in baseball over the last decade and have really nothing
to
show for.
One World Series, the COVID one.
Yeah, and that doesn't count.
Does not count.
The bubble title doesn't count for the Lakers either, as we know.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Lakers is more valid than the Dodgers. I think we can look at the baseball one was the phoniest of all of them. 60-game season.
60 games, I agree.
Yeah, you're playing a weird bracket.
Yeah.
That was different.
I don't know if we'd feel that way if the Phillies won it.
Hell no, we'd celebrate it like it was 1999, brother.
Yeah.
Or the Sixers won it. If the Sixers won it, the bubble.
Oh, totally, we definitely would have been the greatest title ever.
Totally legit. 215-592-9494. But one of the negatives from the Kansas City series, and probably the only negative from the weekend in Kansas City, was the outing of Taijuan Walker. Now, Taijuan Walker goes out there Friday night. Four innings, give up, what, 6-7 runs. He was terrible. And, you know, a lot of talk right now about should he be removed from the rotation? Will he be removed from the rotation? Here was Rob Thompson after the game on Friday, and this was actually yesterday, talking about Taijuan, whether he'll make his next start.
Do you think he'll make his next scheduled start?
We haven't talked about it yet.
What, I guess, at this point makes you confident that he is going to turn it around?
Well, just the velocity jump, but, you know, but you still have to command the baseball.
And I look at the Taijuan Walker thing. Ike, I'll ask you, like, I think Taijuan Walker should be done. He's actively hurting the team. I know you don't have another great option, but it doesn't send the right message to keep putting him out there when he's not performing. I mean, get rid of him. Put anybody else in.
Yeah, listen, I don't think many people are going to be standing up for Taijuan Walker today or any other day. We pretty much know what the majority of the fan base feels about Taijuan Walker. And I guess I'm in that camp as well. I just don't. I know that there's more factors to this than what we're just watching out there on the mound. There's a reason why he continues to get opportunities there. It's not because he's a great pitcher or they believe he can be a great pitcher. It's because they paid him a lot of money. They paid him a lot of money and they still owe him money. And he's here and he's healthy. So if he's healthy, he's probably going to pitch. I mean, they just went a month without him pitching, a month and a half, and the team didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Taijuan Walker. I think it's misplaced anger. People are frustrated with Taijuan Walker, but that's nothing new in my eyes. He's the same bad pitcher he was before he got injured that he is right now. My thing is, don't tell me how this is hurting the team.
What is hurting the team? Every fifth day? Every fifth day he's going out and pitching.
He wasn't here for 2 months.
Yeah, but now he's back and he's pitching awfully.
He's pitched twice.
Right, and he's been bad both times.
And the team has been bad for 2.5 months.
They have been.
That's not Taijuan Walker's fault.
But the starts that he's out there now are his fault.
I understand that. My only thing is that he's not the reason for why they're slumping. Is my point. That's all I'm saying. There was an actual time when he was starting early in the season and still being Taijuan Walker. And you know what they were doing? Winning in spite of him. He was winning games in the first half. And I'm not telling you it was because of him. What I'm telling you is because they were hitting when he pitched. But his team is struggling to hit right now. All I'm saying is, TK, if they took Taijuan Walker out today, God bless him. I'm just saying I don't expect it. I don't expect it because they owe him money, and it's not Rob Thompson's position to decide whether or not an $18 million pitcher goes out there on the mound. That ain't Rob Thompson's job or to make that decision. That's above him, and if above him says he's going to make the next start, guess who's making his next start?
Yeah, then Taijuan Walker's making his next start. It's not Topper's decision,
mm-hmm.
but fine, Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton. The guy's hurting the team. Put anybody else out there. Put Colby Allard out there who's pitched well. You're not in a situation. You're not in a situation where you're, what, six games up in the division. You're going to be putting a guy out there who doesn't give you your best chance to win.
What fifth pitcher are you putting out there that you're going to feel confident in?
Colby Allard. Yesterday,
You feel confident in Kobe Allard.
He's lucky
forward.
He only gave up two runs.
I feel
yesterday.
Better about him.
Did he give up nine hits yesterday?
He gave up eight hits.
Eight hits?
I feel better about him than Taijuan Walker. And I know Taijuan's making the money, but you're paying him the money anyway. Why are you putting him out there?
To me, this feels a lot like the Tobias Harris discussion when we talk about the Sixers.
Oh, man.
It feels a lot like
Take me back down that road.
Funneling anger towards the guy that makes the most money. When in reality, if they start...
Oh, Elliot, please don't start defending Tobias.
No, Tobias...
No, go right ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Tobias was not the reason they won or lost. Tobias made a lot of money, so he got a lot of attention. But Tobias was not why they haven't won a title. Tobias, none of those. Taijuan Walker, if they don't want to pitch him again, fine. I'm not going to pound the table for Taijuan Walker. But I got news for you guys. Taijuan Walker not pitching on Thursday isn't going to impact whether or not the top of the lineup hits. It's not going to impact if the bullpen gets a job done. It's easy to be mad at Taijuan Walker because people don't have an attachment to him like they do guys like Trey Turner, like guys like Kyle Schwarber, right? But those guys have also struggled for long stretches, and I don't hear anybody saying get them out of the lineup for good.
Yeah, but they still give the team the best chance to win.
Who's been a bigger disappointment, Trey Turner or Taijuan Walker? Turner's been a huge disappointment.
No,
he makes way more money. He plays every single day.
It is Taijuan Walker.
I'm saying in a Phillies uniform.
It is Taijuan Walker.
I think they're more comparable than you want him to be.
Taijuan Walker's been terrible this year.
And what's Trey Turner been since he got here?
Trey Turner's been
terrible.
He's been a disappointment, though.
I'm not a huge Trey Turner fan. I get frustrated by him. I think he's not a $300 million player, but at least he's contributed something to the team. Taijuan Walker stinks.
This to me feels like you just want the emotion of getting him gone to feel like you're correcting a problem. He's not played well. I don't disagree with you on that. I don't think it fixes anything.
It fixes the days that
he's
out there pitching.
They don't have anyone to put in there that's better. How many teams in the league have a great fifth starter when he goes up? You go, I feel great about our chances.
Not many.
So there you go.
But this is my question. Do you think the Taijuan Walker gives them the best chance to win every fifth day?
Gives them the best chance? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, then don't pitch him. You're paying the money anyway. Put him in the IL.
Yeah, but who are you pitching then? That's what I'm saying. So you put in
Allard or Phillips. I'd rather watch anybody else.
But it's like when we talked about benching someone in the Phillies lineup. It's like, all right, we can all get the emotional win of benching somebody. But who's in there playing at that point?
But this is where I disagree with you. It's not an emotional win. It's an actual strategic win. Like, the guys that you're putting in have pitched better than Taijuan Walker. Taijuan Walker has been your worst starter when he's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you continue to run a guy out there who's not giving you the best chance to win?
Because I don't know if they have a better option. We don't know. Like, you say the guy's like Kobe Allard, right? How many starts has he made?
He's made, I think, three or four starts.
Okay, so that's a relatively small sample size. Who knows if he went out there every 50 out he'd be? Again, I'm
right,
fine with Ben.
Well,
I'm,
I can tell you real quick, you two. Kobe Allard won't be there.
Why's that?
It's just been an option.
Come on, man.
I guess we got our answer for Thursday.
What are we doing?
You got an option to Lehigh. So the Phillies announced the following roster moves. Weston Wilson was placed on the paternity list.
Oh, okay.
Max Lazar was recalled from Lehigh, so he'll be here to replace Weston Wilson. I just told you Kobe Allard was an option to Lehigh Valley. And Buddy Kennedy. Who the hell is Buddy Kennedy?
Sounds like he
has not been in the majors yet.
Is he a pitcher or
an infielder.
Oh,
get Jack Fritz on the
phone. He's been recalled from Lehigh Valley.
All right, Buddy Kennedy.
Buddy Kennedy.
I don't like that. I don't like that name. He doesn't sound like he can play.
He's not a good baseball name.
I mean, I've never seen any tape on him. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Buddy Kennedy. I mean, he's one of those guys, he's either going to be great, he's either going to be a star, or he can't play.
As opposed to the mighty Kobe Allard, that name, you're willing to attach the fifth of every 5 days.
Better than Taiwan Walker.
Hold on! So does this mean Taiwan is pitching Thursday?
Probably. It doesn't yet. I'm not willing to concede
Who else is there?
We'll see. Tyler Phillips? Anybody from the minor leagues?
How is pitching Phillips any different than pitching Taiwan Walker?
It would make me feel better.
What I'm saying. It's an emotional thing. It'll make you feel better. It's not going to increase their chance of winning or losing. Yes.
Well, I disagree. Yeah. I think Colby Allard gives you a better chance to win on Thursday than
Taiwan
Walker.
Just because you feel that way.
No, I actually think that's the case. Because one guy started on Friday and got shelled. One guy started yesterday and gave up two runs.
But his velocity is up.
Yeah. Come on. Don't be a Velo
Taiwan
guy.
Taiwan mentioned that.
I test.
Topper mentioned that.
I test. Let's go.
Should also quickly mention, if they kept Allard on the roster, they would have been down a man in the bullpen. That's why they're sending him down.
So they could still bring Allard back up before Thursday.
No, not unless there's an injury.
Come on, man. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies put Taiwan Walker back out there? Should they get rid of him? Get rid of him. Come on. Let's go to Mike in Philly. What's going on, Mike? And get this thing working. There we go.
How you guys doing?
What's happening?
What up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
One, I think, they should not put Walker back in. They should get rid of him real fast. Two, I would like to see them win 5 out of 7 like you guys, but I'll be happy with 4 out of 3. And
4 out of 3?
He means 4 and 3.
Yes.
4 and 3.
Yeah, I would rather them. I mean, I'll be happy if they win 4 out of the 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Long as they walk away with a winning record, I'm happy, from the weekend.
So do you think this is time for them to prove that they can step up and beat good teams? The 4-7, I agree, would be a fine outcome. But, what do you hope to learn from them over these 7 games?
Yeah, we'd love to see them bounce back and, get back to the game they were playing before the All-Star break. So, I would love to see them bounce back. Definitely need to see them bounce back.
What do you got for your reunion, Mike?
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates. There you go.
Didn't know they were broken up. Yeah.
I knew they were pros. I knew that.
I don't know anything about Hall & Oates. Really? I know the song. They sing Rich Girl, right?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Amongst plenty of other.
Yeah, but that's like
Sarah.
What?
Sarah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is that a song?
The song.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
aren't you guys from here?
Yeah.
They're Temple guys.
I'm not a music guy. Yeah, Hall & Oates is a.
Yeah, they're Temple guys.
They met at J&H.
They're both Temple guys.
They met at Temple.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and now there's a restraining order between
them. The moment we decide to do this side question, you and your I'm not a music guy.
I don't.
You're going to sit in Spike's chair. Spike's the damn music guy on the show, man.
I'm letting everybody down today. That's what I am. So
you don't know any musicians?
I mean, not knowing Hall & Oates is one thing, but not knowing Young Guns, that's another level of...
I know of the Young Guns.
Do you listen to music?
Not a ton.
A little bit. Not a ton.
Let's go to Robin Delco. What's up, Rob?
Tom's like, let's get out of this.
TK, Ike, what's up, fellas? Hey, ESPN.
What's up, man?
Doing?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, before I get to my feud, who I'd like to see reunite, Ike, I got to push back a little bit. I'm kind of with TK on this. I just want to push back on you two guys on why. I got a new nickname for him, too, Wiffle Ball Walker. Because that's what he throws up there. It's nothing but wiffle balls, okay?
It is a catchy name. Thing.
Yeah.
You like that? You like that? Here's my thing, though. My grandmother always told me two wrongs don't make it right. When they're not playing well, why add to it? I understand it's the money, and I understand that's truly.
Well, that's really the only reason. That's the only reason. Yes.
It's also why Trey Turner stayed in the lineup for a long time.
Right. But you know what, though? At least you can say he's hit 300 ESP. But that's the equivalent of saying Taiwan Walker would be 8-6 or 9-5.
No, Trey's been better in the uniform. The only point I'm making is we really like to focus on the money Taiwan is making, but Trey Turner is making a lot of money and also struggled for long stretches.
Right, but there's a difference between both those guys being in there. Trey Turner's going to play more.
He's good at the top of the dugout, though. He does do that well, Taiwan Walker. When he stands at the top of the dugout when guys are doing well, he comes in and gives them a high five.
There you go. He's a team guy.
Yeah.
He's good at that. I mean, if you want to grade him on that, he's a hell of a guy. But here's my point, though. Why I would go with a Phillips or Cody Allard is because they have had good games, right? They have had, a complete game shutout or whatever it was with Tyler Phillips. The guy gives up 2 runs yesterday. I think he pitched another good start, Cody Allard, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
you at least have, what, a 25% chance, a 40% chance of winning that start. You have a 0%. And I understand the offense still, they still have to hit, you still have to score runs. But to me, it's just, you don't have a shot. You know what I mean? I know what you're saying. But when you start out, though, ESP, 2-0 or 3-1 right off the bat, which is what's going to happen with Taiwan, I just don't see DFA him. Hey, that's what I want.
I mean, they did win a fair amount of games with him early in the year, though.
They won games with him last year. Last year, he got a lot of run support, so they got a lot of wins with him last year.
Okay, well, here's my pushback to that, though. ESP, we were playing better, right? And if we can't get to that level again, then we can't afford to throw a guy like that out there again. You know, I don't think we'll ever get back to playing as good as we did in the first half of the year.
So, yeah, but that's not a Taiwan problem.
Well, he adds to it. I just think two wrongs don't make a
right. What do you got for a reunion, Rob?
Before my reunion, I want 6-1 this week. Okay, I don't want 4-3.
I like
five
it.
5-2.
Put some expectations on the team. I'm good with that.
I mean, they're missing 4 or 5 starters. The Braves studs, not just good players. They're missing studs. So I want a sweep. That's what I want.
There you go, Rob. Appreciate the call. I don't know what that had to do with the reunion.
No, I think he was just putting expectations.
Yeah. He just wanted to get the final take in there rather than anything. But this is another issue with the Taiwan Walker thing that does drive me nuts with the Phillies and is pretty frustrating, is they don't go out and make a major move at the deadline. You know, they don't pick up another starter.
Sure.
They don't get another bullpen piece. They don't get another outfielder. And it's why I'm so against protecting these prospects, because you have all these prospects that we're scared to trade, but you have nobody who can come up and pitch in your starting rotation right now? Like, what are we doing protecting these guys if they're that far away from playing? You have the chance to win a World Series this year.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what the Phillies have to do. Now, I'm trying to cope here with Taiwan Walker being in the starting rotation.
Because it will happen.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you have to win all the other starts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to lose a Zach Wheeler start. You can't afford to lose an Aaron Nola start. Aaron Nola has to pitch better. Right? Christopher Sanchez goes out there. You can't afford to lose his start. You're not going to win every game. So if I were to say you're going to lose once every 5 games, you'd be okay with that, right?
Right. But that's probably not reality.
But here's the thing, though. The reality is you have to win when your best pitchers are on the mound. It's understandable when your worst pitcher is on the mound if you don't win.
Agreed.
That's understandable.
And I get it from the perspective of whoever's pitching that fifth day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be your least, I guess,
that's why
best
it's the
chance
fifth
to
pitcher,
win.
Yes.
But what I have a problem with is why you're putting a guy out there who, of your options, doesn't give you the best chance. Like, I don't think he gives you the best chance.
But you keep saying that. I don't think that's correct. You keep saying he doesn't give you the best chance to win. There is no other option on the roster where I can go, okay, he definitely gives them a better chance.
No, and I'm not saying definitely, but Elliot, what have you seen from Taiwan Walker's 2 starts back to make you think like he does that give them a better chance?
No, I agree. He's not pitching well. I get your point. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, he is the 5th starter. This is like spending all this time arguing about the Eagles' 4th wide receiver. Like, we used to get so mad.
We'll do that next hour.
Get so mad about Quez Watkins all the time. The issue is not Quez Watkins. The issue was the star players are not playing up their potential, and then Quez becomes a bigger deal.
Yeah.
So you're right. We bench Taiwan, do whatever you want to do. Their chances of winning that start do not go up.
Well, Quez did potentially cost him a Super Bowl.
If Jalen doesn't fumble it.
I mean, no, Jalen fumbling was big, but I'm talking about that play.
Yeah, right.
We could overcome the fumble.
Right, like Taiwan matters. I'm not saying it doesn't matter at all, but I think where me and Ike maybe disagree with a lot of the callers is they don't have a better option.
Yeah, that's where we disagree. I think the other guys are a better option. I know Taiwan Walker's not a great option, so I'd be willing to try your other guys that you could put in. Let's go to Scott in Newtown. What's up, Scott?
Yo, guys. Awesome show.
What's up, Scott?
Just like with Taiwan Walker, I feel like it's the same damn thing we used with Rohan. Oh, my gosh.
Johan Rojas.
Yeah, Johan Rojas. You know, it's like if a team is falling apart because Rojas or Walker,
yes,
then the other guys aren't doing their job.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's just like it is what it is. So, and we decided not to do a lot on a deadline, which, like, I was okay with, but, like, I'm always against having all these prospects. I just, like, when does this prospect ever work out? So, like, and the bullpen always falls apart come the postseason. So it's like they should have done something. They didn't do much. And I just think, like, Walker, I looked at his ERA is like a career 4.5. Like, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy that your bats are going to have to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd take 4.5 right now.
Yeah.
It's a 6.
And Scott, that's the frustrating thing to me when it comes to the deadline and stuff, because you look at guys, how many years have we heard about Mick Abel and Griff McGarry? Mm-hmm. These guys still aren't ready to come up here and pitch?
Not that, yeah.
Dude, never. Mm-hmm. Never in how many years is it like, oh, man, our bullpen is awesome, then all of a sudden it's garbage, you know? And I'm not saying it's garbage now. Like, I think it's good. But we can always use an arm. And, like, so the argument is just like, oh, could we use a bat? Could we use an arm? Always get an arm. Get rid of a couple of these prospects. And, like, as far as, like, I've been on board with the Phillies, and I don't think, like, they're back, and I didn't think they were away. I just think, like, we're not as great as we were in the beginning, and we definitely weren't as bad as we are when they're swinging out of their shoes. So I think we're going to be somewhere in the middle, and, like, we definitely have to win series now. You can't lose series after series. Like, you have to keep winning in a series, and we just can't be all cold at once. Like, it felt so good to see the bats going, you know? Like, it felt so good thinking, man, we're going to get some hits in the 8th and 9th inning. Like, so I think we just – everyone can't be cold, and them first four guys got to be hitting the ball. And, like, on another note, can we please get a Harper home run? Because that freaking thing just –
Yeah.
It's still hanging in there, Scott.
Yeah, I put 100 on it yesterday because I was just so certain. I woke up this morning pissed off at the Phillies, and I'm like, well, how can I be pissed off at the Phillies with 22 runs in 2 games?
Yeah, but what are the chances 22 runs, no Harper home run?
Bryce doesn't have a home run. Exactly.
Yeah. They didn't bat him his last time he was up when it was a position pitcher pitching. And right. I'm like, all right, here's the one. You got Stubbs swinging for the fences. You don't even let Harper up there.
Just keep hammering it, Scott. Just keep going. Yeah, eventually it'll work out. What do you got for a reunion for us?
A reunion, man. I just, like, for me to go to sleep at night, I put something on the TV, and I've watched The Office every single episode 100 times. So, like, let's get the reunion of The Office going again, you know?
Yeah, but you got to get Michael Scott if you're doing the reunion, obviously.
I was not an Office guy.
Neither was I. Overrated.
I don't know about that. I used to love The Office.
Yeah. Overrated.
The Office fell off once Michael Scott left. That was the end of that.
Yeah, I stopped
Steve Carell. Once Steve Carell.
Now, is that the Office linebacker, too?
The Office linebacker?
About the commercial with Terry Crews?
The Under Armour
that
commercial?
That is not the same thing at all. As the Office TV
show. You know
show.
What show this is?
Mike's talking about that commercial.
That's exactly a good pull from you. About.
Wow. I don't know what's more embarrassing, my lack of musical knowledge or that Office tape.
Although this might have been the biggest football guy comment ever made on the show.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, I didn't know, man. I don't think I've ever watched Office, man.
See Ike getting uncomfortable the way I was talking about music. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get to everybody coming up. What do you need to see from the Phils this week? And do you think Taiwan Walker should stay in the rotation? Also, when we get back, we'll get into the Eagles a little bit. Jalen Hurts, and what's being said about him nationally. There's a list that came out where he ranks. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly, Ike Reese, Elliot Shore Parks, Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.